Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being honest and looking at various aspects of the honesty that God desires for us to have, an honesty that's actually a reflection of His character, of His Spirit within us. And today we're going to focus in on honest words. We've been talking about that throughout the entire thing. Our words play a big part in our honesty. But specifically, thinking through the words that we use and why we use them. We've talked about honest intent, the reasoning behind our words. But what comes out of our mouth? Perhaps more importantly in today's world, what comes out of our keyboard? Off our fingers into whatever electronic device we happen to be using. Proverbs 16, verse 13 says, "Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value a man who speaks the truth." There are a lot of reasons why we might not be listened to. Some people will dismiss others that they believe are less educated than them, that don't have as much finances as them, that have a different color of skin than them. The list would go on and on. We notice differences and we use those or allow those to divide us and create artificial importance. But sometimes when people don't listen to us, it might be good for us to examine our own life. Kings value honest lips because, well, they need to know the truth. And if we've not lived the life that's consistently being truthful with others, it's the fable of the boy who cried wolf. You've not been truthful with me before. Why would I believe you now? And there are many things that are shared on social media that are blatantly untrue. There are many things that are shared on social media that are truth. And we kind of learn the sources that we can trust. But because the sources that we trust are all run by people, we still need to be diligent about checking it out, doing our investigation. See, sometimes we share things that are untrue because, well, we want to. We want it to be true. We believe it to be true. Sometimes we share things that are untrue deliberately because we want to create a false narrative. But many times we share things that are untrue because we're trusted the wrong person. Or someone that we trust shared something without actual knowledge of it. If they've shared it, it has to be true. And you've probably seen them. You may have been involved in them, various postings that try to bolster their look of integrity I saw it on 60 Minutes. I saw it on the news. I saw it here. I saw it there. This is real. When none of those qualifiers are actually true. You see, our honest words ought to be real in context. The meaning behind them ought to have substance. Now, when I speak of honest words, I guess I need to be clear in saying they need to be truthful, but they also need to be loving. There are times we use honest words, we use bluntness as a virtue in defending harm that we've done to someone else. I was just telling them the truth. But the way in which we do that will reflect our love for them. And your first response might be, well, I don't love them. That's a problem. Why is it a problem? Jesus said, not as a suggestion, but as a command, as an instruction, love the people that are good to you, the people who look like you, the people who act like you. Of course not, that's what he said. He said, love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you, who falsely accuse you, who say all kinds of evil about you because of me. And so the excuse is, it's not loving because I don't love them, is actually a condemnation on ourselves. And sometimes we don't use honest words because, well, in our mind we think that's the most loving thing, is to lie to them. And it never crosses our mind that there might be an answer in between. Is that we don't say anything at all. Proverbs tells us that even a fool is thought wise until he opens his mouth. We become accustomed to thinking we have to have something to say about anything and everything, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, whether it's right or wrong. The Bible also tells us where there's an abundance of words, sin abounds. That's why it's so important to put a guard over our lips, to put a guard over our keyboards. The abundance of words that we share, verbally or not, gives more opportunity for sin to enter the conversation. And so we choose our words wisely. We use love and mercy and grace as the foundation. It's good to warn people when the warning's legitimate. So we warn people about the eternal consequences of life without Christ. We warn people of known scams and perpetrators of harm we do our best to make sure we're right before we damage an innocent party, before we damage our own reputation. And so every word that comes out of our mouth, every word that comes out of our keyboard, every word that we read that someone else has shared that we're prompted to share, every word, ask not just yourself, ask God's Spirit within you, is this word honest within the context in which it's used? Or is it misleading? Is it deliberately false? Do these honest lips of mine please my King? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us everything that we need to be right with you. You've cleansed us through the blood of your Son, Jesus. I think of Isaiah, who Scripture tells us in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw you. He saw the Lord high and lifted up. And his first thought was, woe is me. I'm ruined. I'm a man of unclean lips. I live among a people of unclean lips. And just as you did for him in sending an angel, a messenger, to take a coal from the fire and touch his lips and purify him, we ask today that you would purify our lips. And as an extension of that, you would purify our keyboards, our social media accounts. We confess that we are a people, a person of unclean lips, and we live among a people of unclean lips. We're not known for using words well or using them wisely or honestly. Not all the time. And so help us to be the light that stands out in a dishonest world as being one who is honest with the words we speak, with the words we share. May we bring honor as we exalt Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May he be pleased with our honest lips, with our honest words, with our honest life. And in our honesty, may we lift up Jesus so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.